We all are aware of the increase in number of cases. COVID-19 cases have been detected and reported recently. Yesterday, the Ministry of Health reported 187 cases of locally transmitted COVID-19 infection. Today, that number is 216 locally transmitted cases out of a total of 219 cases that we're reporting. And based on the confirmed cases, as of the 2nd of September, there were 528 patients admitted in our acute care hospitals, of which 5 patients were in the ICU. And all these ICU patients were either unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated. An additional 27 patients in our general wards required oxygen supplementation. The majority of them, about 80% of them, were cared for in our public hospitals, while the remaining 20% of cases were admitted in our private hospitals. And we had seen 885 cases yesterday cared for in our community care facilities. The increased number of cases will naturally raise concerns among members of the public who are concerned that the COVID-19 situation may be deteriorating. The rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in the community is not unexpected. We have moved away from the restrictions imposed under Phase 2 heightened alert, and there are more people leaving their homes now on a daily basis for work or for social activities. Groups of up to 5 people may now gather for meals and social gatherings. So the opportunity for close, mask-off physical interactions has now increased. Phase 2 heightened alert was not imposed with the intention to simply suppress COVID-19 infection to the extent that we would eradicate all such infection in the community. The measures introduced reduce close contact encounters sufficiently to ensure that the number of new cases that emerged were sufficiently suppressed so that the demand for hospital isolation beds and ICU beds could well be met by the available resources that we had in our healthcare system, while allowing our vaccination campaign to proceed so as to achieve a high enough vaccination coverage in our population. And these measures have been successful so that our healthcare system was not overly burdened, and we have previously announced that we've achieved a very high vaccination coverage rate. As of the 2nd of September, 80% of our total resident population have received the full 2 doses. And this means that that we have greater confidence now with such a high vaccination rate that we can move on in our transition eventually towards an endemic phase. Being fully vaccinated doesn't mean that those who are vaccinated would never get infected with COVID-19. But what it means is that vaccination reduces your risk of getting infected if exposed, and it reduces your risk of getting a severe COVID-19 infection. Vaccination means that your chances of needing ICU care or even dying is greatly reduced. And indeed, over the last 28 days, the percentage of those who are unvaccinated and who became severely ill or died was 9.2%, while those who were fully vaccinated but then became ill was 1.3%. And this is a 7-fold reduction severely infected or death rates, a stark difference which actually demonstrates the protective benefits that vaccination provides. So even though the number of community cases has increased, there has not been a significant surge in the number of cases which requires intensive care. Our ICU admissions have held relatively steady. Last week, we had about 6 to 7 ICU cases. This week, in the past few days, we've had 5 cases in the ICU and no new admissions in the ICU since the 21st of August. So even though the total number of local cases has increased from an average of 58 cases a day in the week before to 132 cases per day in the past week, that ICU numbers have not increased correspondingly. The clusters of cases in the Bugis Mall and the bus interchanges have involved individuals who are relatively young or did not have risk factors for worse outcome. Many of these individuals were also vaccinated, and so they too derived the protective benefit of being vaccinated. Over 98% of individuals who were infected were either well, without any symptoms, or mildly symptomatic, with at most minor respiratory symptoms. And we expect them to recover without much need for further medical care. Nonetheless, we monitor them very closely to make sure we provide them with the appropriate treatment for their clinical needs. Many of these infected individuals may either be directly admitted into our community care facilities or CCFs, or transferred early during their recovery to the CCFs from the acute hospital after an initial period of observation. We've just commenced our home recovery pilot and continue to identify suitable patients who are well and who have home settings which are suitable to allow them to safely recover at home without the risk of infecting their family or neighbours in the community. And in time, this will be an important option which allows well but infected individuals to recover in the comfort of their homes in time to come. Notwithstanding the low numbers of sick individuals presently in our hospitals, we must be prepared for any possible surge in the number of cases as we open up to more community activities. Of specific concern is still the cluster of cases at the bus interchanges. The epidemiological investigations so far have not identified specific modes of transmission, but it's highly likely that spread has occurred within the work environment, possibly due to mask-off interactions during rest periods at the bus interchanges. The preliminary phylogenetic test results do support that this is likely a workplace transmission event. How infection had first been introduced into the bus interchanges is not clear. But given the higher number of cases in the community presently, it is not unreasonable to expect that introduction of infection had occurred from the community. Perhaps some bus captains had gotten infected in the community, and they in turn infected other bus captains in the interchange. We've also seen some infected bus captains bringing infection back into their households and infecting their own household members. We have no evidence as yet of any passengers or users of public transport being exposed and infected. So the clusters still appear to be confined to the workplace at the bus interchanges. And the measures announced yesterday by the LTA will prevent potential further spread of infection at the workplace, which helps us to better manage the clusters. We are mindful of the need to be targeted and focused in our public health actions so as not to unduly compromise essential transport services while seeking to disrupt further transmission at the interchanges. And we will continue to work closely with the LTA and the bus companies for bus captains to be tested regularly using ART test kits, which will supplement the testing operations that we had already conducted in some of the bus interchanges. We have tested more than 7,000 of the staff at the interchanges as part of our active surveillance. We have found more cases, with about 2% of those tested being positive for COVID-19 infection. It will take the rest of this week for the situation to stabilise, and we anticipate that the number of cases from the interchanges may start coming down in the following week. While we remain optimistic about being able to bring the cases down, we're not still talking about cases coming down to zero. But if the numbers continue to come down to a level which does not present many more people becoming severely ill and requiring ICU care, the healthcare system will remain resilient and be better able to handle the ongoing challenge of controlling and managing COVID-19 while supporting the healthcare needs of our population.